Welcome to Wondrous Tales by Michael Litsky. This is podcast number one. I'm going to tell you two stories today. The first one will introduce my favorite characters, Willy and Francesca. Once upon a time, there was a little squirrel. She was a flying squirrel, but she didn't know it yet. Her name was Francesca, and she lived high up in a tree. And one day, she was looking down out of the tree, and she saw a fuzzy brown wolf go walking by. She called down,
"Hey, down there!
What? Who said that? Who said that? Are they to the left of me? Are they to the right of me? Are they below me?"
"Up here!"
"Oh, up there!"
The wolf looked up, and Francesca said,
"Hi! I'm Francesca. I'm a squirrel. What's your name?"
"Oh, I am Willy the Wolf, and I am a very friendly wolf. Want to come down and play?"
But Francesca looked down and said,
"Oh, I can't come down and play. I don't know how to get down from the tree yet."
"Oh, that's too bad. Well, maybe I could come up to you. Here, I will climb the tree."
And Willy the Wolf started to climb the tree. Shoom, 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 shoom.
Woo! "Maybe I won't try to climb the tree. Why don't you come find me when you get down and you learn how to come down and play? Okay, bye-bye."
And Willy went off.
"Well,
And she went back to the computer and started surfing the internet.
"At least I can look up big words online. Oh, photosynthesis, that's a nice word. It means when plants make sugar out of sunlight. And aerodynamic is stuff that can fly."
Just then, her mommy squirrel came up and said, "Francesca, it's time for you to learn to fly."
"To fly? I think I'd rather play with the computer."
"Francesca, turn off the computer."
"Later."
"Francesca, click."
"You turned off the computer."
"Oh, Francesca, get up. You're not dead." "Francesca, stop it." "Now, Francesca, come with me to the door of our treehouse and look out and tell me what you see."
"That's a long way down."
"That's right. And you, my little squirrel, are going to jump out of the nest and fall straight down."
"What? You want me to jump out of the nest?"
"Mm-hmm."
"And fall straight down?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Mommy, you're nuts."
"Huh? What did you say to me?"
"Well, are you trying to squish me into a squirrel pizza?"
No, of course not. It's just that I want you to know how to fly. Now, come on. You're a flying squirrel. See these little extra flaps of skin between your front paws and your back paws? They work kind of like hang glider wings. So, come on. Say 1, 2, 3, and then jump."
"I don't know about this."
"Come on."
"All right. And a 1D1D1. And a 2D2D2. And a 3D3D3. Jump. There, I jumped."
Francesca, you jumped up and down, but you didn't jump out."
"Oopsie."
"Come on, Francesca. Count again, and this time really jump."
"All right. And a 1D1D1. And a 2D2D2. And a 3D3D3. And I'm going to go play with the computer instead."
"Francesca, click."
"You turned off my computer."
"Oh, Francesca, get up, get up. I hate to have to tell you this, but Sometimes mommy squirrels do have to throw their babies out of the nest to get them started, so if you can't jump on your own, I'm going to have to toss you out.
Yikeroonies! Okay, don't do that. I promise I'll jump.
All right, last chance. And Francesca said,
and a wendy wendy one, and a toodly 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 two, and a three bitty 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 bitty, three bitty 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 bitty, three bitty 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 bitty. And I'm gonna go play with my game squirrel. Blip,
dip, dip. Your game squirrel?
Well, I'm not a boy. Game squirrel. Blip, blip, blip,
blip, blip. Francesca, click.
You took away my game squirrel.
Oh, stop it. Get up. Now, come on, Francesca. I'm going to have to pick you up by the tail.
Oh, no.
And one.
Uh-oh.
Two.
Yikes.
Three.
Help.
Go.
Hey, I am flying. My little flaps of skin puffed out and filled with air. It really works.
Good job, Francesca, said her mommy squirrel. Now come on back to the nest.
Okay, here I come. Back to the tree. Oh, there's the tree trunk. Oh.
Clunk.
That's it. I bonked my head on the tree. I fell to the ground. And now I really am dead.
Well, that's when Willy the Wolf came along.
What did I just trip over? Oh, it's you, Francesca. Hey, you got down. How come you're laying there?
I'm dead.
Oh, wait a minute. No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I mean,
Come on, get up, get up. Now, why are you really laying there?
Well, Mommy made me jump out of the nest to learn how to fly. And I bonked my head.
Oh, Francesca, that's too bad. But you know what I think you ought to do? I think you ought to go back up to the top of the tree and try again.
You want me to go back to the top of the tree?
Yep.
And try again?
Yep.
Willie, you're nuts.
Huh? What did you say to me?
Are you trying to turn me into a squirrel pancake?
No.
Squirrel waffle?
No.
Squirrel french fry?
No. I just want you to be able to fly. Now, come on. If you will be brave and try again, I will give you a ride to the top of the tree on my back.
But, Willie, you can't climb a tree.
I'll try if you try.
Okay.
So Francesca got on Willie's back, and Willie started to climb the tree. Higher and higher he went. Whoop!
He slipped! He slipped! He caught himself!
Higher and higher until the ground was way far below and Willy was shaking in every limb. But he got up to a high branch and he said,
okay, Francesca, you jump now.
Okay. And a one. And a two. And a three. Jump!
And she did. She jumped and she fell straight down and the wind puffed out her flaps of skin and she went whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And then Willie said,
okay, come on back to the tree.
And she turned around and she headed back to the tree and she flew higher and higher and she was just about to crash into the trunk, but she put an extra force into it, and she cleared the trunk and landed on the branch. And she said,
hey, I did it. And you know what? Now I'm gonna give you a ride.
Me?
Sure, get on my back.
Ooh, okay, wow.
And Willie got on Francesca's back, and off she set.
Whoa! Down they went like a roller coaster. Willie said, I think I'm going to throw up.
What did you say?
I said,
I can't hear you. The wind's in my ears. I'll land. Whoa!
Bum, ba-da-bum, ba-da-bum.
There. How was that?
I think I'm going to pass out.
Hey, Willie,
said Francesca, going up and nuzzling him.
Thank you for helping me be brave and fly.
And Willie got up and said,
no problem. But for now, let's play on the ground, okay?
That was the story of how Francesca learned to fly. Now, I'm going to tell you part one of the story I call The Queen of Serensee. Willie the Wolf was standing, taking in the sunshine under the pine trees in the highlands where he lived, when up came a mischievous monkey behind him.
Dink, dink, dink. Dink, dink, dink. Dink, dink, dink.
Boo! And Willie jumped 5 feet into the air. Whoa!
Monkey! That wasn't nice.
Hey, Willie?
What?
You're a foo-foo-head.
Me? A foo-foo head?
Yep, that's what you are.
I'm not a foo-foo head.
Yes, you are.
Well, I don't have to listen to you.
Yes, you do. Foo-foo head, foo-foo head, foo-foo head.
And Willie started to cry.
You don't try to hurt my feeling. I'm not a foo-foo head. Okay, you're not a foo-foo head.
Thank you.
You're a toenail face.
Ah!
And the monkey swung off into the trees, laughing and giggling and chuckling to himself. Willie was standing there in the sunshine on the grass, saying,
that monkey, he's so mean.
When up flew a beautiful golden black bee, a giant bee, almost as big as Willie's head. Willie said,
Are you gonna sting me?
But the bee said, in a buzzing kind of voice, no, I have a message for you.
A message for me? Okay, tell me the message.
I can't.
Okay, then don't. Goodbye.
But wait, I have a message for you.
Well, tell me the message.
I can't.
Willie said, all right, I'm going then.
But wait, I have to give you the message.
Well, all right, I said to tell me the message.
But I can't tell it to you. I have to give it to you. And the bee dropped something with a plunk at the ground at Willie's feet. And Willie looked down at it. It was a diamond, a beautiful diamond that seemed to glow with blue fire inside. The bee said, remember when you look into this diamond that I found it in a mailbox by a little white cottage down in the lowlands. And the bee flew away before Willie could ask any of the other questions that were in his mind. Well, he picked up the diamond, he looked into it, and he saw a swirl of blue fire and mist, and a beautiful lady's face appeared out of the mist, and she said to him, greetings, I am the Queen of Serensee. I have been taken prisoner by an evil wizard. Please come and rescue me. The wizard is holding me captive in an underground maze at the end of a secret underground lake. and I'm told that the only way you can get into the maze is if you solve this riddle. What is it that is green and gold and never eats, cries in the night time, and sings every morning? Please solve the riddle and come rescue me. Goodbye. And with a small poof of blue flame, the queen's face disappeared, and the diamond was just a diamond.
A queen and a riddle and a wizard and a maze and a mailbox down in a little white cottage in the lowlands? I can't figure any of this out. I better go find Francesca. Francesca's smart. She looks up big words on the internet. She'll be able to figure out the riddle and how we can rescue the queen.
And so Willie set off on the first leg of his adventure to take the diamond to Francesca. And next week, I will tell you part two of The Queen of Serensee, and I'll have more stories for you. Thank you so much for listening. This is Michael Litsky, and this is podcast number 1. Goodbye.